NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Following the resignation of former trustee Tabitha Foster in Cloudcroft, a fourth trustee seat is now open for the mayor to nominate and council to appoint by a majority of vote in the remaining three trustees. Cloudcroft Mayor Tim King told the Cloudcroft Reader he'll be updating the village website's GIS dashboard application, and it should be available soon. Interested applicants can contact the village office for more information or email the mayor at ccvillagemayor@cloudcroftvillage.com. With the appointment, all four trustee positions on the village council after the November election will be seated without having to have faced a competitive election. Only the mayor's race is contested. In Roswell, Marcus Prieto, 40, of Grants, was arrested last week and charged with murder in the shooting death of 21-year-old Colton Porter outside a residence at a mobile home park in North Roswell. Police say the two men had an ongoing conflict, and Prieto went to Porter's residence, where Prieto broke out a window and challenged Porter to come outside. Porter armed himself with a knife and went outside. Others in the residence heard a gunshot moments later. Officers located and arrested Prieto, who was found to be in possession of fentanyl pills, and inside the truck he was driving, investigators found a handgun they believed to be the weapon used in the shooting. He is charged with first-degree murder, possession of a controlled substance, and resisting, evading, or obstructing an officer. And the New Mexico State Forester has rescinded fire restrictions in Catron, Chavez, Cibola, Debaca, Doña Ana, Eddy, Grant, Hidalgo, Lee, Lincoln, Luna, Otero, Roosevelt, Sierra, Socorro, Torrance, and Valencia counties due to the recent precipitation, which has caused the wildfire threat in those areas to diminish. Forestry officials say humans account for about 80% of wildfire starts in the state and should still take steps to prevent human-caused wildfires. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.